So, how are we doing at this point? This is our final session. I think this morning was quite spectacular, really spectacular. So, let's have a little check-in, see where we're at. Okay. And I'm going to qualify the check-in. Okay. You can only y qual speak from a place of new thought or new feeling. So it can't be from an old place. It can't be an old thought. So we won't have any check-in, right?
Well, trying to
I'll check.
process that thought.
I'll check in. It's Fran.
Uh-huh.
Just very briefly, and as I sat with, quietly over our break, that is what came to me in different ways, and as I kind of just lay with it, and that was emergence. I am truly in a, I truly feel myself in a very supported place of emergence. And that is new. I have been headed toward emergence and drawn toward emergence and yearning for emergence, but I feel different about it.
This is Andrea. I feel like also the emergence, but also like I don't know how many stratospheres I just elevated, but it's like, whoa, a whole different place. The leaves on the tree, the colors, everything's just like, whoa, a whole different shade,
Oh,
light.
you dropped some acid there, right?
Nah, I never did that.
I'm ready to put it in the drinking water, I'll
I
tell
think it'd be great. Especially in this end of the neighborhood. Old
Okay.
Well, I spent some time with Jonas Ron. I really felt her presence.
Oh, well, you might tell people who Joan
Yeah,
is.
my wife passed away, left her body about 12 years ago. And I realized I've had a lot of guilt and shame, I guess, around that because I kind of, she passed away. And left her body in Kauai, and it was questionable whether we would go there or not. And I kind of pushed it, and with the idea that, well, if she really got sick or she had breast cancer, that we would come back. Well, was a rough trip, and we got there, and she was already in hospice when we went over there. We transferred to Kauai Hospice, which was fantastic. And she went on her journey after about 3 weeks, maybe three and a half weeks. But she said it was the best Christmas she'd ever had, and she was very happy. And I was with her when she left her body. It was a totally blissful moment for me. But I realized I've been carrying a lot of guilt and shame around that that got lifted from me in that last session.
Oh, I can't even think of a more beautiful place to pass on from.
Yeah.
Can't note
Me either.
that. Where everybody, as you know, is supposed to be leaving through that portal there.
Right.
Epule
Yeah,
hale.
right.
Epule
hale. Well, I'm glad you are relieved of that because it certainly wasn't deserved.
Well, and then I came back, sitting here, and I reached over. I have this picture book that I made, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago that I haven't re really looked at. Maybe since, I mean, I've looked at it, but I've never seen it. And I went through the pictures of her and me, and we lived that whole lifetime.
Mm-hmm. She was a beautiful, beautiful being.
Yeah, I miss her.
Yeah. She really was a very graceful, filled with grace being.
And she always said I was dragging her into spirituality, but she was the one.
Yes.
Dragging me.
That's true. I can verify that.
So I'm on a whole different frequency.
Excellent. Oh, good. Gary or Trish, do you have anything going on with your kids?
I felt Nick the whole weekend.
Oh.
Every meditation I felt my heart expanding exponentially like a ripple effect.
We're getting
really, really good feeling.
Oh, good. There's something going on with your microphone, so it's a little echoey, but because I'd love to hear you very, very clearly.
Is that better? I had it kind of close.
Oh.
I don't know. I have a 1942 headset on, so I don't know.
was that from your past life as a Air Force pilot?
Yeah, something like that. It was the only one I could find.
okay, wonderful. How many years has it been since Nick passed?
5 years.
5 years. Okay. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Okay. And Trish?
I didn't have any what I call John sightings, but maybe one. But he's in different form. But I knew a couple of times he was with me. He was next to me. I knew that. But what I wanted to remark about the last meditation was, I kind of think that was the place between worlds or something. That was a real vastness of space, like without time. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And it's just a vastness. Both energetically and visually was pretty amazing.
It was. So. It was an extremely high frequency experience that we had.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad we were. I didn't know if we would get to that type of frequency doing this the way we're doing it, but we seem to be zooming right along.
Yeah. Zooming.
Right? we are. First of all, to get where we were in 2.5 days and then to do this how we're doing it is pretty amazing. So, yes, that'll be... That's part of the transformative experience. Everyone will, it'll be rippling out in your lives from this. Anyone else?
I hope it inspires you to consider doing something like this again.
Yes. Amen. Yes. I'm not ready to end, I'll be honest with you. Right. This has been so transformative and incredible, and I would love to do it as soon as you would.
Yeah, no, I'll do it again. Had one scheduled maybe for October, but then I'm thinking maybe more around the solstice would be a good time to do it. That would be that's what I'm getting is the timing for it. Mm. And thank you for being patient and going through this first initial experience like this. I really appreciate it.
Also,
Sarah, can I ask you one more question before we go on to something different about the vastness?
About the what? I couldn't understand the word, Trish.
The vastness
there. Oh, there.
Of okay. light and energy. Are we going to do anything to sort of collapse that, or we just, is it just something we sit in until it's gestated?
Ah, good new thought, Trish. It will recede to the background a bit, but you're right. It's something that I would say maybe digested and integrated would be a way to and gestate. All of those words are good words for it, because it's a frequency, and it's still with us. I don't know if you can still can feel it, right?
Yes. Much, very
yes.
much.
And so it's a presence of the divine that we have access to right now, and by allowing it to vibrate us is the best way I can say it. The more we'll benefit from it. So it'll, this presence will tell us when it's done. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Sarah, are you thinking of the fall solstice or the winter?
Oh, I was thinking of the winter solstice. But if there's a clamor for another retreat, I'll be glad to do it.
You know what, Sarah, it's really strange, because I thought there was another one. I thought you have one scheduled for
October.
The first weekend in November.
In November. Oh, maybe that's the right timing then. Okay.
You know why? It'll be right after the election, and I'm thinking everybody's going to need to retreat after that.
You're right. Oh, okay.
I swear I read the 5th to the 7th.
You're probably right. I don't remember everything that I've got going on
here. Oh, that's right. I forgot your calendar, too.
Yes, very much so. I hear something, I put it down, and there it's on the calendar. It's so funny, too, when I got off the call at noon time here, my whole calendar had disappeared from my website. I've learned to be calm about these things now, because Nick is so fantastic. Well, if you ever need anyone to create, he creates websites. It's not just a format, you know. And so I just like sent him a little note. I said, calendar's gone, help. And and I love when he writes back in like 3 minutes, all fixed.
I love that.
But it was so funny, because the whole thing had gone. It was just gone. Apparently there was an update on WordPress or somewhere, and it hadn't been caught. So, but it was just funny. So I am calendar challenged. I only see calendars in terms of circles and spheres and spirals. And so when I have, it's like being dyslexic or something. If I have to translate it into like the squares on a calendar, I have a really hard time. So I try it. I actually have to make an effort, like if I had dyslexia, to look at what I'm doing on a calendar and purposefully switch it in my mind and put it in. It's that dramatically different. Time I'm okay with. It's the calendar days, the shape of the calendar. The Mayan calendar makes total sense to me. I vibe with that. So, okay. Any other new thoughts coming through? Any new ways you're thinking of yourself differently? And whatever else you were going to say.
I'm so aware of I'm sorry, was that?
No, you go right ahead, Renee. Oh, I'm good. You go.
Thank you. It's Renee. I'm so aware of feeling this vibration surrounding me, as if I'm still in this brilliant, pristine Merkaba. And I feel like I've never experienced the divine or myself in this way. Mm. It's almost, it's this effortless experience I'm having, and it's so palpable. And I was remembering, it recurred to me after the meditation, I was shown, I saw that the Statue of Liberty standing in the middle of the ocean with the torch just lit brightly. And that liberty to me is what I'm feeling now. And for me, it's part of it is that I never need to make myself smaller mm-hmm. in any way to be in any kind of relationship with anyone ever. And to me, this is true freedom.
Yes.
I had an experience that caused me to pause because, like I said earlier, I kept hearing, I am worthy. And I saw the Merkaba, and it was starting to inflate. It almost seemed like a huge inflatable Merkaba. And I believe it was Kathy said something about being filled with light. And all of a sudden, my heart chakra, that entire area, was huge. And I could feel it. It's almost feeling like it was pushing against, and it would, was pushing. And the Merkaba was equally as inflated in that sense of fullness. And then I just, all of a sudden I heard, go to your feet, go to your feet, which I automatically did. And that pushing against was minimized, and I went into this place of peace of no sound, place of nothing.
Pure awareness.
And I'm going to cry. It was beautiful.
So you let yourself enter into the Merkaba.
Uh-huh.
Instead of seeing
Thank
it,
you.
You shifted into it.
This is Sally. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to say I too saw the Merkaba and experienced it. I am so happy. And then I saw a light coming from me and the two merging. And so right now, since I've been sitting down, I'm feeling that energy moving down through my physical body now. So I feel like I'm really integrating all of it into where I am in this 3D place as a 5D entity mm-hmm. now. And I just am so grateful. This is what I've been wanting. I hope I can sustain it. But I know that it's there, whether I can be conscious of it, but I will be trying to sit daily and see what happens.
Beautiful. It's always there, but it takes, remember we started with the cleansing, and the cleansing is so important. We could go through a retreat, we could have the presence, the sacred presence with us, but we might not be able to experience it, see it, know it in a way that made it palpable to us. And it's the cleansing. And it's the cleansing of the lower chakras. The upper chakras are all good. When you cleanse those lower chakras, everything above it cleans out. And so I can't emphasize enough. And those three chakras are the chakras we engage with life. So I can't emphasize enough how much the cleansing is important there. So don't be afraid of spending a lot of time there, because you'll automatically benefit from it in experiencing higher frequencies. You don't really have to pay attention to the upper chakras if you balance and cleanse the lower ones.
Sarah, just, Kate, were you finished? I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
So, boy, that's a surprise. So, as you know, I study with plant medicine.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear with who?
Mm-hmm. With plant medicine.
Oh, right.
It's been my teachers, and have been extremely extraordinary teachers. And I've been sort of navigating the light frequency upgrade through that lens of shadow, my shadow. And honestly, the amount of shadow I sense in myself is so extreme that I can't believe I was able to clear my body of cancer with all the shadow. And I know that I was brought through that as a healer. And I listen to your experience through this lifetime as a spiritual teacher coming through. I sense of light rays, light, high vibration frequency. And starting last night, and then also this morning, I'm wondering if the plant medicine are really there to help humanity with the shadow, and that we need both, of course. I don't actually know if they're different or if they're coming through. They're different frequencies. I can see that. And I just feel really in a state of curiosity and humbleness for what's to come next. Because it's one thing to come and be in all of this beautiful grounding and high frequency energy, and it's another thing to bring it into life and through into life. And how does that work, and what is it? And it's so complex, and I understand that. And as I was having the meditation, I could see that it looked like it was me, that I was floating sort of higher off the earth, and there were all these cords sort of on the bottom side of me. And they weren't dark, they were just sort of light cords to earth. And I guess I'm just, I'm going to just be in that state of discovery now.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of serious when I said I wouldn't mind putting LSD in the drinking water. I have a great respect for plant medicine and the ceremonial use and the therapeutic use of plant spirits. and their medicines in a lot of different forms. And I know that after I had my experience with the LSD when I was really young, and then I went through all the shock treatments and all the drugs that they gave me and everything, as soon as I got over all that, I dropped acid again. I needed to know that I was solid and stable and that the plant medicine and I could get along. And that it would not, that in its pure form, without the strychnine, that we had a good relationship. So I never did it again because I made a vow to myself that I wanted to be able to achieve those states without any, I wanted to achieve them internally without any stimulants or anything extra. And I really did make that vow. And I achieved it. But that was my path. But I really see a place in the healing spectrum for beautiful use of plant spirit medicine in all its forms, you know, from flower essences all the way through to nature spirits and everyone else in that kingdom. We're just infants at that right now, in that stage of understanding this. And that a good teacher would be immensely helpful if someone took that path, importantly helpful. But, you know, that's been part of your healing experience, and it's yours to explore.
Just one more thing. You know, the being able to feel humanity so intensely. I wonder about that. You know, I think it's that is so trying. You know, I can feel everything. I can feel the animals. I feel everything. Mm-hmm. The people.
I think that's how everyone should be. I'm like done trying to adapt, because if everyone could feel that, our world would be really different. And so if you shift from feeling like the odd person out to understanding that that's an evolutionary stage of our consciousness, that feeling everything is where we're going, and it's the only way the humanity will change. So I'm on the other side of, I'm on the other side of the fence of that one. I mean, that's where everyone should be heading.
I agree. I see, you know, as you speak of, you know, the telepathy and the complete, that we're heading there. I don't know how long it's going to take us, but it's like the in-between state here in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because I came to the party sort of very late, and
there's no late.
Very.
No late. But Elena, note, earlier is better than later.
I heard that yesterday. And I was like, oh, darn.
Continue. Sorry, Kate.
Well, no, I mean, you know, that's the grief. The grief is that there's never going to be the you know, but, and yet I say, that's the old thinking.
Right. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's pause there and let's see what your new thought is. Let's see if you have a new thought. Yeah.
Well, I truly believe that the two modalities, and I use that term with just because I don't have a better one coming to mind, light and earth, that I see them coming together, and that is what I feel called to bring them together and to help people take the shame away from the shadow. And what how can we help you with the shadow? And I could see that plant medicine is a very quick way for people to get to a higher frequency, and then to bring that together with the light work as you present it.
Uh-huh. I'll listen to you.
And you know, kind of that sort of a therapeutic treatment course of a little of this, a little of that, not just sending people out into the world with these medicines, but helping them to understand the grounding and the light work as well.
Well, there's a lot being done in that area now, so you don't have to do it alone.
Yeah.
So does everyone know what we're talking about? I mean, like microdosing and, you know, with what like LSD, and what else do you
psilocybin?
Psilocybin, yeah.
Psilocybin,
there's something in like
many.
I met someone who's like works with therapists, and it's like I forget where it is. I want to say like it's not Honduras or like it's I don't remember, but what's the other some other name?
Ayahuasca,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're using it with people. His therapist had recommended that he go to this place and try it, and it was so transformative that now he's working there. I something was coming through for me at the time, like, and I kept dismissing it because I had such a bad trip when I was younger. That I was, and I also came to that conclusion too. Like, okay, so all these states are possible, then that means I can do that on my own. Mm-hmm. So, but now I wonder, like, it's okay to get a little help from your plant friends too. I don't know.
They're guides.
Yeah.
They are, and there's beings that you can access. And it's got to be done carefully. I mean, I see a lot of value in it. And yes, it cannot be carelessly done. It can generate a lot of heavy energy if your being can process it. And so it's an approach and a process that has to have a beginning, middle, end, and not just a moment. So, but that might be your path, you know, Kate, that you help that bring that through.
And so. Let me know.
Yeah, he's serious. I got to tell you, I'm done cleaning up people from bad trips. I've done it for many years. So it's a lot of heavy energy to clear. So I do say all this, and I'm on record saying it, but I do believe that there is a lot of care that needs to be taken in the preparation and the administering of it. But there's a lot of science on it now. It's great. There's a lot of good information on it. So,
Sarah,
yeah,
could that be the shift when we were speaking about frequency medicine? the energetic frequencies of the plant medicine, plus the new techniques, quote, just like that Healy, to use in tandem, almost to balance out the darkness, to not neutralize it, but cleanse it to a point where it's neutralized. Does that make sense? That just popped in.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's possible. Here's the thing. I like to start with my primary consciousness, okay? Because I've always felt that if there is, I have to have the resource within me. If I can't get connected with anything external to help me, I have to have the full resource within me. Now, once I develop that, if I am in a situation, I'm walking in the woods and I can talk to the plants that I see and they can tell me, you know, I can help you with this, I can help you with that, don't take me, I'm going to hurt you, blah, then I'm confident that I can access with wisdom my supports in whatever form they are. But I've always been guided to stay with my primary consciousness first and develop that to the point where I can speak with the natural world and even the frequency world to know what will be beneficial at any given time.
Okay, understood.
Mm-hmm. Now that's my own ethic. It may not be anyone else's ethic, that's fine. But that's how my ethic has been. And what my guidance has been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Kathy. Mm-hmm. And I am vibrating really strong with what you just said about starting with your primary consciousness, because after our meditation and journey, I came out and I said to my husband, I said, that was like a trip, man. wild trip. And I know in the state of my consciousness what it was all real. There's no questioning about what caused it. And I feel as though as you, as our master and our guide, there was a transference and a entrainment of that exact way of everything that you just spoke of, like with the plant guides, with the help of all the medicinal earth consciousness and spiritual cosmic consciousness that is your of all of your light particles beingness and within the unity of the unity Merkaba that I experienced and the visual of the unity Merkaba for me was like we were all lights around the Merkaba with light into the center of the Merkaba, and we were spinning like we were on the old swing ride where everybody got on and we got spun around. and I popped out. I popped out of that unity Merkaba to drive around in my vehicle and spread 5D light consciousness and help to put out the fires on the West Coast. And for me, it was that higher consciousness of part of the purpose, the greater purpose and the frequency of togetherness that we all experienced, and then to come, and I had a beautiful cat named Trusty riding on the back. So it was just amazing to know that in my being, in the grounded state of who I am, that purpose of supporting the greater humanity in that way. And and there's no question of, but I had to cleanse myself, clear myself, open myself up to the unknown possibilities of all that could be within me.
Yeah, there was a point at which that meditation turned into a planetary healing, and that's how you experienced it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many different ways of approaching consciousness. Those of you who are familiar with the Sufi path, you know, the mantras, zikrs, those are all for clearing the lower chakras. You know. All the vibrational meditations from every tradition are all headed in the same direction. They're just different approaches. And in this particular retreat, let's remember who brought us into the retreat. And we had Owl, we had the Ancient Mother. Hello. And eventually be spirit. Now those are all frequencies, and if you looked at mantras from different mantric traditions, you could find the same frequencies in a mantra that those beings that we were relating to were the same living frequency. So there's equivalencies across the traditions that work with the same frequencies just by different names. And it's interesting just how people gather together and relate to certain frequencies. So in the future, like I said, you could go to bed every night and invite Owl or Bee and the Ancient Mother in to help you manifest your heart's desires. You have access to invoking those energies, those living energies, and they are living energies. And it's the way that you develop your relationship with these living energies and how you prefer it and how it aligns with your being. And that's the beauty of what's existing now. The possibility of connecting to the core essence of a teaching and then using a variety of modalities to help you gestate it and grow it. I mean, I am still benefiting from the 20-some years of mantra meditation I did in the Sufi tradition. Those mantras are still living in me and vibrating with me, and they have a very long-term effect. I am also still vibrating from that moment when I was 19 years old and met Mother Earth. And that's still vibrating within me. So, and then also my work with the Taoist in the Qigong tradition. There's a lot of frequency that I'm relating to there, and that still lives in me. And I choose to be aware on that level. And you can choose to be aware on that level. And there's a benefit to expanding your everyday consciousness to include the subtle world. It can help guide you in many ways, and it protects you from being tricked, as we were referring to before. You can see more truth behind words, behind action. You can see the frequency of words and actions. And then you become the ceremonialist. You become the person who expands and invokes sacred space to create healing and more light in the world. And in these days and times, each one of you is meant to do that. You don't have to wait for permission from someone. Thank you.
What about special initiations? I always felt like there is a part of me that feels like I'm supposed to wait to be tapped on the head and magic to begin or something.
Yeah, the old Muktananda tap. You know, that's part of the old paradigm. And if someone from my Sufi group heard that, they'd think I was blasphemous.
But I don't.
I understand that.
All you can do is own your life. You don't have to think of yourself in a certain way that says, you know, I've got this spiritual initiation. If you own your life, where you are at any given moment, and you're present, you are living to your highest ability. And there's no one who can have anything to say about that unless you ask for help about it. Oh, we're getting some clicks on the line, 3708. That's the difference. We have moved from living outside of our being to living inside of our being.
Sarah, I believe all the times I've been hearing I am worthy is to have me understand that being reinforced within me. Mm-hmm. And I had remembered last night that I saw an owl, actually. I remembered several weeks ago thinking, oh my goodness, there's an owl. I've not seen one up on the berm in the trees before. And it just gave me that confidence and part of I am worthy. It just gelled within me more confidently.
You're doing such a good job of doing your speaking now.
Oh, yippee.
Can you feel it? Can you feel a difference?
I can, yes. Okay. I can.
Oh, good.
Point of information.
What'd you say, Ron?
I have a question. Uh-huh. I'm not familiar with Lakaba.
Oh, okay.
Spell it.
Merkaba. And the Merkaba, have you seen the star, the flower of life symbol?
I've probably seen it, but I'm not recalling anything.
It's all the interconnected circles that form a flower-like geometric pattern.
No.
Okay. Picture a three-dimensional six-pointed star.
Yes.
And
familiar with that.
Okay. And you know how that's formed by two triangles?
Yeah, I just drew one.
Okay. So expand that into a multidimensional crystal form.
Okay.
Okay. That is the vehicle for consciousness. And in the Bible, they actually talk about Isaiah being carried off in the Merkaba.
Okay.
As he journeys to speak with God. Okay. And so the flower of life is another version of the Merkaba that Drunvalo Melchizedek brought to our consciousness on the planet. And when we enter that Merkaba state of consciousness, it's that state of perfection where you can then go deeper and come into contact with the divine, the holy of holies. Did you experience that a bit in the meditation?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, right. I
have.
Yes. So when that...
I'm familiar with being in the Holy of Holies.
Yes, okay. So that facilitates the entrance when we get to that state of consciousness, which you could consider a sacred geometry state of consciousness.
Okay.
When we reach that state of consciousness, then we have access to entering into the deeper Holy of Holies.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So it's a symbol that's found all over the world. In a lot of mystical places, but it's particularly, it originated, that word particularly came out of the Old Testament.
Well, that's what I thought it was, but I thought I missed the movie or something.
No, no, you didn't. You got the experience. Okay. Yeah. Can we pause a moment and recenter? Mm-hmm. So again, I would like us to come from new places, not old, so that the energy doesn't get stinking here, and reset yourself so that you allow yourself to be in new thought, a new thought place. So new thought places have fresh energy, and you can feel the freshness of them. We should add a department in the grocery store next to the fresh produce that says fresh thoughts here. Feel the difference in what you want to think and what you can think. There we go. Who felt the difference?
Yes,
I did.
Yes.
Who said I did? I couldn't tell who that was.
Georgia.
Georgia. What'd you experience, Georgia?
Just more open and free. Mm-hmm. So it's more attainable than I ever would have thought, but it felt more comfortable. It felt right.
Ah, nice. Could you tell us the difference between your old thought and your new thought at all?
My old thought was that, I think you mentioned the icky sticky, the place that I used to be. And my new thought is I don't have to be limited by that. I can let that go.
Ah.
And be positive and try to always come from a place of love.
Ah. You can feel the frequency shift in that, can't you?
Totally.
Uh-huh. Who else can give us an example?
Sarah, this is Lisa. Honestly, I didn't have a thought, but all when I said the words, I can, and the intention behind that, my whole being just opened and I grounded and there was all this light and the love. So I didn't even finish the statement.
Okay. It's possible to be in a state of continual newness. With your thoughts and feelings. We're just going to kind of put that out there to start seeding it. And to sense in your daily life when you're using the old stinking thinking and feeling, and when you have the opportunity to shift it up to something fresh and enjoy it. Surprise yourself. And that doesn't mean that you might surprise yourself by getting angry. You might surprise yourself by standing up for yourself. It's not that you're going to be all, you know, butterflies and sunshine and prettiness. Something new coming out of you, maybe something strong, might be something different for you. But at least it's not the same old hamster wheel. So it really comes, I mean, this is something that happens when you're present and grounded. But the way we're being invited to look at this and think of it is just like a whole conceptual packet here, which is kind of nice. And don't apply perfectionism to it. Just allow it to play out. Oh, we better take a little bit, a 10-minute break here so you can go to the bathroom and then we'll come back. How's that? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it is 3:40. We'll be back at 10 to 4. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We are back. Wait a minute to make sure everyone's here. So to continue our discussion just a little bit, you might now start to notice the exhausted, heavy feeling of old thinking and how it creates exhaustion in your being.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
That's helpful.
Really brings it back home. Okay. And Ananda, I was wondering if you had this thought that if your little chime goes off while you're with a client, a patient, would you ever say to them, oh, that's my reminder to take a little breath. Do you want to do that with me?
Well, that would certainly be working them out of a set of expectations.
I've had practitioners do that with me, you know, doctors, and you know, they'll say, let's just take a breath. But I mean, it just came to me. Before I was wondering if you might, were considering that.
If it would feel right with some of my patients, it would be absolutely, we could do that together.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good. So we'll bring this around. We'll bring us into our final integrated meditation. And the retreat does come to a close as guided by our guiding spirits. Owl's very present right now. So it always is wonderful to express gratitude and begin in that way, expressing gratitude to the beautiful beings that gathered us together and opened up us to ourselves. Let's see, there's still one person that I'm hearing. Yeah, who's that? Who just moved?
It's Fran. I didn't realize we were on, could go on mute, so I'll do that right now.
Okay. Okay, so expressing our gratitude. It's always a wonderful way to start a meditation and end a meditation. And we've formed a relationship with these beings, with these frequencies that are part of our circle. And they're very happy. All illuminated beings are very happy to be in relationship with us. They don't have a need to be above, below, beyond us. They want to be in circle, in relationship with us, in that sense of unity and love. And that's very different from the Western way of thinking of deities and illuminated beings. Yeah, we think of them on top of the mountain and beyond, beyond. And we don't think of them as collaborators, as beings who want to be in relationship. And so there's a whole different frequency that we can shift into now. That develops a friendship with these beings and frequencies. And that's the first step. It's wonderful to think of them as friends. And then we take it a little deeper. We come into communion. Communion is a step beyond friendship. It forms a union. Enveloped in love and harmony and beauty. And then that communion turns into unity, where we dissolve into each other, into pure love. And it's okay to feel all those levels at one time. And we allow this frequency to vibrate through us in unity, and the love, harmony, and beauty to cleanse and upgrade us. Until we reach actually yet another stage beyond unity. And that stage is when you realize your being is so cleansed, so clear, that you realize that all that exists, exists within you. And that is when you become the emanation when you become the embodiment of the divine. And it's not to manipulate the outcome. It's to merge with the wisdom and the compassion and the knowing. So the motivation is no longer personal, but universal, but also includes you in your unique emanation. And that's when duality thinking can't grasp this. And we'll rest in this for a moment. So stop thinking, start resonating. Become the vibrational instrument that you are. now is not the time to start thinking about the week or anything else. Let yourself feel the resonance here. There's a lot of grace flowing through us. And Owl is saying goodbye for now. With lots of love and gratitude. And Ancient Mother is departing, leaving much grace and blessing, both with the message that they're available, accessible, but the time for the retreat has come for them to depart. And then B she's taking a few more laps around the circle, buzzing. Depositing her honey in each of our beings and our crown chakras. Or pollinating us, however you'd like to think of it. I guess you could say she's leaving us to be able to generate our own honey. Transform alchemically nutrients into the sweetness of life. She's blowing a kiss to everyone. And away she goes into the light, returning to the sun. We express our gratitude to Mother Earth, Father Sun, the nature spirits, the directions, the elements, all of our relations. And we are complete. That doesn't mean our circle is ended. We're still in a sacred circle. Those beings help guide and determine a certain direction for our retreat. And we still have our sacred circle. We still have the beautiful silvery white light, the angelic beings, your higher beings. And there comes a point where it's time to close, where there's always a beginning, a middle, and an end. And we honor each of the stages so that the cycles can continue on. We're not closing doors to these higher frequencies, but we are completing the cycle of the retreat. And I'm happy to come back on and we can have any further discussion you want. Some of you may be tired already. We'll see what you want. So we'll come back on now. Okay, let's see.
Much gratitude.
Yes, I agree, much gratitude. How are you feeling? Are you feeling complete? Are you left with anything that you want to discuss? All fresh thinking?
All fresh thinking.
I feel very complete.
Me too.
So do yes. I.
Same.
Okay. Okay, then we're going to call it. So thank you very much for gathering together. It's always a blessing to be with everyone and to experiment with our new format. We were successful.
Very. It was a wonderful, wonderful format. And yes, you can do one of these every 3 months. How about that?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I second the motion.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think with the energies the way they are, this is a wonderful format to catch us up, especially if we're being, living in this world.
Right.
It's nice to be in a higher plane.
I agree. The audio is the way to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If we can't get
none
to...
None of us missed the...
If we can't get to Kauai, we can't.
Oh, we can.
What were you going to say?
We're not missing the jet lag.
Oh, okay.
I'll work on that.
Teleporting is a couple seminars away.
What? Okay. So just... like I say, don't mangle this. Let it be in your being, and be surprised and practice new thinking. And new meowing.
Yes, need attention.
Yeah.
That was Cindy.
Hey, Sarah.
Uh-huh.
How long will the audio be on the page or the page be up?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, it. I can leave that up because we're not going to substitute it with any other class. So I can leave it up for the next month. But, download the recordings. Mm-hmm. But if you want to communicate on the page, you can communicate on the page and... communicate with each other if you want to, which would be good.
Put down our new thoughts.
New thoughts mm-hmm. would be great. Now you're going to...
New thoughts on the page.
Yeah, you're going to now start to realize how tiring all those old thoughts are. You're going to really start to see that now. And where you have the power to shift that exhaustion that comes over us. Big moment.
Okay.
Well, blessings, okay. Everyone.
Many, many thanks.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Wow. Goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.